The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906, much of Wisconsin going to get a couple 4 inches of snow today. If you're going to get it, you're probably, it's going to start mid-morning if it hasn't already. Let's see. Not here, but soon. Afternoon drive, going to be a pain. So bear that in mind. Just, you know, it's just winter in Wisconsin. It's just the way it is. And it still amazes me how libs are trying to say, oh, this is the worst winter in Wisconsin since the Ice Age. It must be global warming. It actually isn't the worst winter on record, but it's getting into that top 20, top 10. And here, just one thought on this, and then I'm getting on to something else. We're having winters like we used to have, which would be evidence of what? There was a warming trend, and it has ceased, as all the data indicates. So what do they stay and said? Well, this just proves we're right. Do you know how stupid that sounds? Come on. There is no way that that doesn't sound stupid to you. Even if you are a global warming Kool-Aid drinking liberal who's bought into this crap, okay, these are the type of hard Wisconsin winters I grew up with, my parents grew up with, their parents grew up with. Admittedly, they have been absent in the last 20 years. I'm not disputing that. They've been getting tougher and tougher and tougher the past few years. And this one is, I mean, this really is the type of Wisconsin winter I grew up with. 20 below, snow. 20 below, snow. And hopefully we don't get that next part of the cycle again. But this is what I grew up with. So it's back to the way it used to be, which would seem to offer at least some evidence, not disprove, but offer at least some evidence that what you believe is nonsense. Instead, no, it validates your belief. See, like I said, global warming. I mean, that's what their response is. It's just frustrating. They are fooling fewer and fewer people all the time, but they get more and more adamant about it. The president Tuesday night, the debate is over. Climate change is fact. Well, yeah, the climate does change from time to time. That's factual. You can't really, why do you think they changed the name even? Jason says, how can everything be global warming when you're desperate? A friend once said to me, I love this saying, to the man whose only tool is a hammer, all the world begins to look a nail. And that's pretty much what they do. It's just, okay, enough of that. It is just so frustrating. I've been sharing with you something that's getting kind of big, and I broke it exclusively, and it's not going away. I have now reported on it in another media venue. The Government Accountability Board has reached out to me after I reported on it, and it's, I think, continuing to grow. I exclusively reported on this show Monday that a conservative political action committee that's just forming in Wisconsin sent their paperwork to staff of the Government Accountability Board, you know, which you have to do to register. It included the URL web address of their website. To their knowledge, the people involved in this, and that would be a total of 5 people, to their knowledge, nobody else had the URL. It's not indexed in the search engines. You would have to know the URL, which I now know. And I'm telling you, nobody could just guess this. So they send all of this stuff to the GAB. The next day, their graphic web designer receives a liberal flaming email. Now, I wrote a piece about, I broke it exclusively on this show. And then later in the week, I wrote a piece for it for Right Wisconsin, the conservative website by Journal Communications. Reed Magny of the Government Accountability Board saw that piece. He reached out to me and said, well, are you willing to share with me the email from your listener, the name of the pack, their URL, and so on? I reached out to the listener who shared all that with me, and he said, yeah, go ahead. And I did. The Government Accountability Board now has all of that, and they apparently are investigating this internally. They have now gone silent. And again, the IP address seems to be a short distance from the GAB. One of two things happened here. A GAB staffer completely inappropriately responded in this way or shared this confidential information with a friend who did this. Either way, it's a big, big, big deal. Now, again, I don't know that, but those are the two most likely possibilities. The other possibility would be that someone, some liberal, at random found this website. Here's something else. As I went back and reread this, he refers to your committee. This guy understands PACs. If you read it, it sure sounds like someone who works with this kind of stuff. Others in the Wisconsin conservative media are now on to this. I have shared it with one member of the mainstream media. We'll see if they do anything with it. The least they could do is ask Reed Magny at the GAB, their spokesman, for comment. I did. I said, well, are you looking into this now? He said, we're working on it. Thanks. I asked later in the day, are you investigating? No comment. I'm going to reach out again today. But they have gone completely dark over there at the GAB. I just wanted to keep you up to date on that. That is something we broke here exclusively, and we're staying on top of it. Now, speaking of the GAB and going dark, Brian Sikma at Media Trackers, and we haven't gotten to this, but they have been doing some extraordinarily good work on the GAB as well, and I want to share this with you. This is Brian Sikma, the GAB's black budget. The Wisconsin Government Accountability Board is relying on a secret and nearly bottomless funding source as it conducts its one-sided investigation into the actions of conservative organizations. Although a judge put the brakes on the John Doe probe orchestrated by the GAB and the Democrat-led Milwaukee County DA's office, the sweeping investigation that engulfed a diverse menu of targets ranging from political organizations to non-profit groups appears to be ongoing. According to media reports, only some of the targeted groups have managed to successfully block the wide-ranging subpoenas that are central to investigators' efforts to use state election laws to silence some conservative activists. Not much is known about the GAB, which is the state agency charged with overseeing and enforcing election and ethics law. It is conducting its part of the investigation. The board did hire a private contractor named Dean Nickel to serve as an investigator in the matter. According to the Wall Street Journal, it is Nickel who signed affidavits of probable cause that led to the execution of search warrants at the homes of several conservative political activists. Asked by Media Trackers for information related to Nickel's contract, the GAB twice refused to provide any records, citing a state statute they say exempts them from open records law that must be followed by every other government entity in Wisconsin. A Media Tracker's profile of Nickel found that he's been involved with GAB investigations of Republicans in the past. While the GAB is unwilling to provide answers about how much money it's spending on the John Doe probe, Media Trackers found a state spending transparency website that offers some interesting clues. Open Book Wisconsin is a website by the state to disclose each and every financial transaction by a state agency. The GAB is among those agencies whose spending is listed, item by item. So far, in fiscal year 2014, state fiscal year starts July 1st and runs until June 30th, the GAB lists 16 transactions for professional and contractual services totaling $35,000 to a name withdrawn. The transactions are filed in the legal services other subcategory. State law grants the GAB power to hire third-party investigators to conduct investigations. Wisconsin statute authorizes the GAB to initiate an investigation and hire outside investigators with broad powers to obtain information from targeted suspects. A special investigator who is retained by the board may request the board to issue a subpoena to a specific person or to authorize the special investigator to request a circuit court to issue a search warrant, part of the statute reads. According to Open Book, a payment would be listed as going to a name withdrawn for the following reason. The name of some state employees have been redacted to protect their safety and welfare. For example, undercover officers in criminal investigation, including their name, would blow the agent's cover. These transactions have a vendor of name withdrawn listed instead. because the GAB keeps his investigations under wraps and even refused at one point to confirm that Dean Nickel is a contract investigator for them, it makes sense they would use name withheld to keep them from identifying him as a recipient of investigative funds. In fiscal year 2013, the Open Book database lists 15 transactions by the GAB to a name withdrawn in the contracted legal services category, totaling $42,000. For FY 2012, when it appears the John Doe investigation into conservative groups started, the GAB made 9 payments totaling $46,000. In general, it seems the GAB spends between $42,000 and $46,000 each fiscal year on investigations, according to the several years' worth of information on Open Book. FY 2010 appears to be an exception, when they made 5 payments totaling only about $17,000. There really is no limit to how much the GAB can spend on launching and running investigations. While part of the board's budget is set biannually by the legislature, the portion of the GAB's budget that gets spent on investigations is not subject to any annual or biannual limits set by elected lawmakers. They have no limit here. In essence, the GAB, which is made up of unelected and retired judges and unelected staffers, can spend as much money as it wants on investigations, while elected officials by and accountable to the people of Wisconsin can't exercise oversight of its spending. The blank check for the GOP to get to as much money as it wants for the investigations is found in a state statute where it provides for a sum sufficient to the GAB's demands to be paid to them. A sum sufficient for the purpose of financing the cost of investigations authorized by the Board of Potential Violations of such and such, the law reads. Because of restrictions prohibiting the GAB from releasing information about its investigations, what they are spending their funds on is never, ever subject to review as long as an investigation is in process. In 2009, when legislators proposed remedying the blank check approach to the GAB's spending, the board expressed outrage. Wisconsin is unique in providing this resource, the judges who made up the board at the time wrote to a state senator. This feature instills public confidence in the state's commitment to the integrity of Wisconsin government, they wrote. Presiding over the GAB as its executive director at the time was Kevin Kennedy, who still runs the day-to-day operations of the board. When lawmakers ditched their attempts to hold the GAB accountable for all its spending, Common Cause Wisconsin and newspaper editorial boards around the state cheered. By this action, the effectiveness and independent integrity of the GAB is preserved, proclaimed Jay Heck, Common Cause Wisconsin's executive director. Meanwhile, citizens have no voice in how much money the GAB spends on its investigations, nor are they elected representatives in the executive or legislative branches allowed to even know the barest of financial data about the GAB's expenditure of public money in this area. Brian Sikma, Media Trackers, yesterday. This is just stunning. This is an agency out of control. It's a black box. They possibly, and I say possibly, have violated privacy of someone who sent privileged information to them. We don't know that, but there is circumstantial evidence to suggest that, strong circumstantial evidence. And this... they're part of this investigation, and this is the type of thing that newspapers around the state trumpeted, this secretive spending that nobody knows what it's on, investigating God knows who, and the sunshine-loving newspaper editorial boards of the state, they were so happy that the Government Accountability Board was able to continue that. You know why? Because they know who the GAB's going to go after. That's why, and it's not the friends of the media. It's 9:20.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.